Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the assembly of Ephesus write, He who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, says these things. I know your works, your labor, and your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tried those who say they are apostles, and are not, and have found them liars. And have borne, and have patience, and for my name's sake have labored, and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against you, because you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Elohim. And to the angel of the assembly in Smyrna write, The first and the last, who is dead, and is alive, says these things. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison, so that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the assembly in Pergamos write, He who has the sharp sword with two edges says these things. I know your works, and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold firmly to my name, and have not denied my faith, even in those days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. So you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no man knows, except he who receives it. And to the angel of the assembly in Thyatira write, The Son of Elohim, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass, says these things. I know your works, charity, service, faith, your patience, and your works, and the last to be more than the first. Although, I have a few things against you, because you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her fornication, and she did not repent. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the assemblies shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, and who have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden. But that which you already have, hold firmly till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter they shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.